call now.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, one of our callers opened up the Pandora's box by mentioning abortion, and inevitably it got into a heated conversation between some of the hosts here. Now, of course, the calls are rolling in. So we go to your phone calls about whatever you want.
Welcome to Radio Hell.
It's Abel calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Abel.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind,
Abel?
Hey, man. First of all, I wanted to say, you know, I'm a member of the Free State Project. I joined back in 02.
Super.
I didn't move here until just now, but, you know, freaking I love it up here. I love the show. But, you know, I wanted to bring up this whole abortion thing, you know. It's like one of those freaking, you're always talking about the third ray of politics.
Yes.
Or whatever. And, you know, this is probably one of them if you really want to freaking, you know, if you really want to get down to it. But, you know, I have no problem with abortion per se. You know, I don't think I'd like my child being aborted. But, you know, I have no problem with, you know, with it being done necessarily. You know, I think that we should be, you know, upfront about it and, you know, not lie to ourselves and say, hey, it's a medical, you know, it is a medical procedure, but you're also killing something. It's alive, you know, whether it's a parasite at the time or not, you're still killing it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, just be upfront about it. Yeah, I'm killing something here, you know? It's not such a big deal.
I don't think anyone here had denied that something is
dying. My stance on this is that it's the ending of a human life. I just think that, you know, that we've tried abortion prohibition in the past, and it failed. And I don't think that, you know, I don't think that justifies murder. However, that human life is sort of parasitically living off of another person, and I don't think just because I left my door open in my house and a homeless guy, and the chance that a homeless guy could walk in, that I shouldn't be able to kick his butt out.
Right. Also, disconnecting the child isn't the actual killing of the child. It's the killing of the child that is, however they do it, I don't know exactly what they do. They got different ways.
I'm of the opinion that if they, you know, take the child out,
set
and
it on
can
a counter.
Live. Well, yeah. I don't. I think that's a little.
Well, they either suck it out or cut it out, and then they have to count all the body parts on the table to make sure they got them all.
Yeah,
it's pretty nasty.
It is disgusting.
Well, you know, and I think that this is really the failure, sort of the anti-abortion crowd, is, you know, what they're not doing is they're not standing out in front of Planned Parenthood and offering money to these young women to...
They're holding signs and yelling.
Right. They're holding signs of dismembered fetuses. It's disgusting.
Well, this,
offer money to these women to have their kids, and then you can, and then the kids can be, I'm sorry to say, sold to people who want them. And there's a huge market for people that want kids.
That's right. A lot of Americans who can't have kids are going to China and Russia to get kids they know nothing about with their backgrounds. I know people that have adopted from Russia, and the girl is autistic that they adopted, as it turns out. But if they had more people who would just have the babies and then give them up for adoption, there is a huge market for that. There's no question.
Yeah, I don't think that, I mean, personally, I don't find the idea of abortion a particularly attractive one. I just think that there's situations where it's something that should be done if that's not what you're looking for in your life at that moment. You made a mistake or whatever, and you need to go and do that. You certainly shouldn't end up in a jail cell as a result of it, which is also what these anti-abortion activists would have done if they could get their way, is to start putting moms in jail cells and doctors in jail cells, which, of course, only ends up meaning that the abortion market will go underground, it'll turn into a black market, and then abortions will still go on. It'll just be like Prohibition-style abortion, back-alley coat hanger stuff, really dangerous gangsters giving abortions instead of real doctors.
Or people who go to foreign countries.
There is no way to there's no way to have the abortion issue, whatever it is that happens with it, satisfy everybody. There's no way to do it, because whatever the situation is, whether it's outlawed or whether it's legal, there's always going to be a group of people that's very, very upset about it. And to those people, I say, if abortion is legal and you're upset about it, you go live in your your own little community where you can outlaw abortion and keep the kind of people out that you want to keep out. You go move together, all you anti-abortion people, and live together. And then you won't have any issues anymore, right? Except when your kids get knocked up. And
I think that your suggestion stinks, and people aren't going to do it.
Well, then they're just going to have to live with being angry all their lives.
They can make the positive step that I just recommended.
Okay, that's true. They could do that, but it won't stop all the abortions, Mark.
It won't stop all of them.
Well,
but
that's what they want, Mark. It's
great
Jesus.
Deal of
you're making Jesus cry by having abortions, and they don't want Jesus
you're
to cry.
You're making Jesus cry by not using your hard-earned money to save these kids.
I see what you're saying, Mark, but what if they don't want the money? What if they just want to have the abortion?
I'm of the opinion that everything in this world is for sale. Now, it might be a jaded opinion, but the fact is, some girl going in to get an abortion, her baby is worth something to, you know, I mean, the going through term would be worth something to her. And, you know, you might be talking about somebody who could die from a tubal pregnancy or something, but the vast majority of anti-abortion adherents out there, they're not going to say that the mother should die in childbirth.
You know, it's one of those issues that's sharply divided the public. It's another one of those divide and conquer type issues.
It's such a non-issue, really, in American life. When you vote on your politician as to whether or not they're abortion or not, a non-abortion.
That's the only issue that's important. It's crazy.
It's stupid.
You know, nine times out of ten, gentlemen, it's a religious issue for most people. They look at what their holy book says, and then they vote that way, you know? So,
there's nothing in the Bible about abortion.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, on the lighter side, you know, to kind of get away from the really deep, serious conversation. I like to troll through the internet occasionally and look for instances where the free market is doing something that's really way out there and borderline illegal. But, you know, the fact that it's the market, you know, and it's somebody acting freely within the market is just really cool to me, you know.
Mm-hmm, like
and,
what?
Well, I actually found this dude on eBay today, all right? He's actually offering... first of all, he says he's a liberal and he's like, you know, way out there. And, you know, he says if you want to shut him up, you can actually pay to have his mouth sewn shut for a week. It's crazy. It is absolutely insane. But it's cool because it's happening within the market and the market's acting freely in that case. And it's just cool to see happen, you know?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. So, I think people should be able to sell whatever sort of disfigurements they want to do to their body and take the highest bid. I hope he cashes in. Thanks for the call, Abel. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So it's, you know, abortion's never going to go away. Sorry to tell all you anti-abortion folks that, but it's just like any other prohibition. You can't get rid of these things as long as there's a market demand. I think, Mark, your suggestion is probably the best, I think, that's ever come across on this issue, to suggest that people raise money and literally buy these folks out, buy the people that want to have abortions out.
That's my opinion, and I would like to also point out that abortions are sexist. The fact is, my decision as a male ends at the moment of ejaculation.
That's right.
And a woman's moment of decision.
You want to get into this one again?
Ends 4.5 months later.
Can't we just talk about the snow penis?
Yeah. Well, you know, it should be that way, Mark, because that's biology for you. You made the decision to have sex with her, and you know what the consequences could be.
And then, so how come she gets to make the decision as to whether or not she's going to care and pay for a child 4.5 months after?
She's the one.
I get to make that decision.
She's the one with the little beast in her belly. She's the one that has to carry the...
If she wants to keep the child, that's fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. I should be able to absolve all my parental and paternal rights to that child in sort of a quote-unquote legal abortion. I'm just sort of using
the terminology. You mean if you don't want to raise the kid,
if I don't want to raise that child and I don't want to pay for that child, then I should be able to sign away all rights and responsibilities in one stroke of the pen.
Okay. I would agree with you on that one. Sure.
That's why it's sexist.
800-259-9231.
Because she can make the decision, and some judge is going to send a bunch of goons after me.
800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls, and we talk to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, I feel abortion kind of is a clandestine, modern-day human sacrifice laid at the altar of medicine in the Church of Insurance. But other than that,
you hate insurance companies, don't you, Dave?
Hey, them insurance companies is a whole other government, form of government, man. And we're seeing what's happening.
Not really. It's not really.
That's how they serve.
Hang on, Dave. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. They're tied in with government, but it's not a government agency.
AIG is now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Touche. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable, and I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. With Dex-C20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne?
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. All you need to do is click and download. They're totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
I've been taking Dexy-20 for, I don't know, 6-7 weeks now, and I've lost more than 5 pounds. It's working for me. I recommend it for you. It causes me to, well, my appetite to be suppressed to some extent. And, you know, I'm just not eating as much as I used to. You can get Dexy-20 at Walgreens, CVS, GNC. It doesn't give you any of those weird jitters that many of the diet pills do. Or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Dave is still on the line from Montana. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts, Dave.
Hey, Mark, real quick, my rule about a diet.
Yeah.
If you eat like a horse, you can get as big as a horse.
There you go.
It's a true statement.
But you got to work like a horse if you're going to eat like a horse. That's what it is.
Yes,
and then
sir.
You'll get it. But real quick on the insurance. The insurance, it's funny that the insurance needs insurance, and we've been elected to be their insurance company and bail them out. I think we should tell them it's not according to our policy, the Constitution, that we bail you out. I'm
Isn't
sorry,
interesting?
And you go, don't get pay raises in your little policy, your at the end of the year raise there. And now abortion. I think the only way we're going to kind of like put a dent in abortion or bring it down to a minimum abortion, it takes two people to create. If we live in a truly equal world, you mentioned that the woman, it's her body. If I can't throw a woman down and put a baby into her, that's against the law. What gives her the right to reach just because she was deemed the doorway into this existence? Doesn't give her the right to reach within and kill.
Well, I have to disagree with you on that.
It comes down to ideology versus family. We can't allow ideology or a nationalistic ideology or anything like that to rule a family.
Hmm.
And the family is to preserve life. If that family wants to kill, like, the crazy Arabs just because their daughter went out and held hands or something, I don't know why they want to kill her. That's not preserving life. So I think it comes down to, and just like the Nazis, they put ideology over family.
Hey, I put ideology over family. My family thinks I'm crazy, so,
And then you have different cultures. See, and now we're coming into freedom of religion, because this in America you have freedom of religion, and in religion there's a reverence for family. It's part of religion in a lot of religions. You know, in some
not
religions
mine.
They worship their ancestors, right?
Sure they do. Silly.
And so we have to have a law that considers freedom of religion in this. If a father wants to preserve the life of his grandchild, I think he should be protected.
Can't agree with you because, if you want to
take advantage of a young girl in emotional distress, because you're thinking of the bad thing right away. Oh, the father's going to beat her up. No, say there's a loving
like
father,
that.
And he wants to have his grandchild and raise it until
his
daughter.
It's not his grandchild. Look, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. But look, it's not. I understand that grandparents or parents, whatever, really want to have their kids have kids because there's some sort of thing about having grandkids for some parents. But they're not your kids, and they're not your grandkids. It's the body belongs to the woman, and she gets to choose for herself what to do with herself. If she wants to slit her throat while she's got a baby in her belly, well, there's not much you can do about that, then, is there?
You know, it's interesting, though, how people who are, a lot of people I know who are pro-abortion say that, but yet they also, but then they don't believe that the money you earn is yours. and you have a right to keep it.
Well, I'm not most of those people.
Nope.
I think that I am in favor of the individual's right to decide for themselves what to do with their body, and if you don't like their decision, then you can ostracize them or do what Mark suggested and come up with some money to bribe them to behave in the way that you want them to. Don't tell me that you think that that's your grandchild sitting in someone else's belly. Sorry, it's not. And if you want someone to go through and do those things, if you want your kids to go through with it, then you have to be persuasive. That's what you have to do. Don't go and go to the government and pass some law that's going to threaten people with violence, threaten them with harm if they decide to go and do something you disagree with. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Gene, the Christian anarchist on the AMP line.
Hey, Ian, I love you like a brother, but I'm here to rip you a new one.
All right, go ahead.
For your inconsistency.
Yeah.
And normally you're very consistent on all liberty issues and all of the issues, but this one you are terribly inconsistent.
How is
because
that?
You just got through saying that you are killing an object. You claim to have a nonviolent theory or whatever belief, a belief system that does not believe in initiating force on others.
That's right. Other people, I don't consider some sort of parasite another person.
No.
It hasn't even seen
you do a
before.
DNA, you, no, science will tell you, you do the DNA on that fetus, it is human.
I don't really care
DNA.
What science has to
it's
say.
It's a human life.
It's
you
a parasite.
Tell me that
it's a human parasite, Gene. It will not
Ian,
die without the assistance of its mother.
It will not stay alive. You can't tell me that it's not human.
I don't care if it is
human.
It's a human parasite.
Okay.
And it's unwanted. Get out.
Because it needs somebody else's
That's right. It does.
Effort to stay alive.
And there is no obligation, Gene, on my part to provide with to provide it with those things it needs to stay alive. None whatsoever.
Hold it now.
Go ahead.
So you're saying that somebody who is extremely retarded so that they cannot possibly live without the assistance of another human being, that person is not a human being and deserves to die if there's no one willing to keep it alive. Is that what you're telling me?
If there's no one willing to keep you alive, you're going to die. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, Gene. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying I think people should be leaving babies in
that. You're advocating that.
No, sir, I'm
Wrong.
Not advocating it.
You are advocating it.
No,
I'm
not.
You are advocating the killing of a human being because nobody wants it. That's
it's
the
not
same
killing someone if you let someone die, Gene.
Person,
and Gene,
no,
it's not that nobody wants
person.
It, Gene. It's not that nobody wants it. People do want
well,
that
true.
Child.
There
and
are thousands of people waiting for him.
Right, and I think that, and I really do believe that this is a huge failing of the religious people that believe strongly in this issue, and it's mostly religious people, is not getting a hold, not setting up an or not getting involved with Planned Parenthood or, you know, talking to these women before they come into Planned Parenthood, getting involved with these women instead of treating them like pariahs and ostracizing the crap out of them and disgusting them with yucky pictures. They should, you know, talk to them, understand their situation, offer to take care of them while they're pregnant, offer to give them scholarship afterwards.
Ian is very strict. He is very promotes the idea of ostracism all the time now in society. Where
it just doesn't work here.
Abortion is not popular. Those people who do perform abortions would be ostracized, which is why in the old days,
I'm going to let you come back. Hang on, Gene.
Thing.
I'll let you continue the thoughts here in moments. More on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free. So enjoy those on us, and they include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And you also need to know about WebEx. If you want to travel less, that is, and need online, save yourself some money, and also save some time. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600, and that allows you to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, Gene, the Christian anarchist, attempting to rake me over the coals, calling me out as unprincipled and inconsistent, but I have to disagree, Gene. But go ahead with your thoughts, sir. I want to make sure you had a chance.
You can disagree, but the listeners are obviously aware of the fact that you are inconsistent.
I'm sure the listeners
violence.
That agree with you are agreeing with you, and the listeners that agree with me are agreeing with me.
I think this is a really tough issue, Gene. It's
anybody who
I'm advocating eviction, Gene. I'm advocating eviction, not abortion.
And I advocate, and I'm saying that what you're talking about is violence. You're initiating violence, and you cannot deny
that. How is that violence if you're taking a fetus
violence,
out and putting
killing.
It down? I'm not going
you're
to kill the
it.
Fetus. I'm just going to remove it from its little home and then put it somewhere
nope.
else. It's being evicted.
No abortions are performed that way. They use a suction method.
I'm
and
not
they
talking
use a couple
about
other
the abortion.
Methods.
Let's take it out and then just put it down. How about that? Would that be
so
okay with you, Gene?
About a you're talking about a surgical procedure then.
All right, let's but move on then, Gene. How about actually the youngster has the baby. Let's say a young girl has the baby and then puts it in a garbage can somewhere. How about that?
That's murder. You know, that's,
no, that's not murder.
Her baby.
That's not murder. That's just abandonment.
Not murder to murder a baby?
Well, it's neglect.
It's just abandoning something you don't want anymore. You don't have an obligation. You may have a social sort of generally. People may expect you to take care of the baby, but you don't have a real obligation to take care of the baby. It may be the right thing to do. It may be the thing that most people do, but if you were in the living in caves as an early man and you had a baby and you didn't know what to do with it or how to take care of it or whatever, or you for whatever reason didn't want to, no one would know if you just left it in the forest somewhere. And again, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but it's not murder.
Hold on. You're right that if you just abandon it, it's not murder. That's you're correct. That's abandonment. But if you kill it, of course, then it's murder. But I was assuming that if you abandon it, it's going to die, but somebody could pick it up and save its life. But I'm saying that the best solution to this problem is something that you always bring up all the time, and that is ostracism, because that's the way it was when I was young.
Ostracism is not effective in this case, though, Gene. I mean,
it used to be.
It used to be quite effective. 10% of the population maybe might be concerned about this issue. Let's go crazy and go 15, 20. You can't effectively ostracize somebody 20%.
Nobody's claiming that it'll end abortion. I think we can all agree that abortion will never end. It's here to stay, and it's never going to go away. Now, with that, I agree with Ian 100%. But that doesn't mean that it's right. No more than murder is not going to go away.
You certainly wouldn't get me to say it's right.
No more than rape is going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't agree with it either.
Ostracism is the correct method to deal with abortion, not laws. I'm not advocating anybody pass laws about abortion, but I am pointing out that inflicting violence against a helpless child is inconsistent.
It's not a child, Gene. It's a zygote. It is a fetus.
It depends where it is in the development.
It is a zygote. Yeah. It is a fetus. It is a parasite.
Nobody aborts it as a zygote. There's no one who aborts a zygote.
Are you familiar with a partial birth abortion? You know what that is, Ian?
What's that, the last trimester or something
like
that?
It's in there. You know, it's where the baby is partially born, and then they, like, chop its head off.
That's what I'm saying. Just leave it alone. Let it die on its own. Then you're not killing
it,
right?
But that's not what happens.
I'm not a doctor, okay? So you can take that up with the doctors then. It's not my issue.
Okay,
Science hasn't caught up with this particular situation. There will be sometime in the relatively near future, likely within at least Ian's lifetime, when a baby that's very, very, very young in the gestation process will be able to be removed from the mother and therefore and live on its own. And that's when we can really talk about this issue as to whether or not killing the child is, you know, totally
wrong. And that would be great. But I know medical personnel. I have medical personnel in my family. Dr. Ron Paul is a medical personnel who's delivered over 4,000 babies. Most medical doctors are going to tell you that abortion is killing a human life. There are a few out there that are going to say, oh, no, it's not a human life. But you're not going to find too many medical doctors who are, I would say, are experts in their field. And, you know, because after all, they went through 4 years of medical school and 3 or 4 years of residency. I would consider that an expert in the field of medicine.
I see where you're coming from, Gene, and I'm not saying it's not something that I see where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call. I'm not saying it's something that women don't struggle with. I'm not saying it's not killing. If you're killing something, clearly you're killing something, but I think that a woman who has a parasite attached to her, whether it's a flea, a tick, or a fetus, has the ability and the right to control anything that is sucking off of her body.
I think a tick's a very good example, as a matter of fact. I've walked through the woods before and I've not gotten ticks, and I've walked through the woods before and gotten ticks. I've had sex before and not gotten a girl pregnant. I don't think I've ever had sex with a woman and gotten her pregnant. But, you know, it's an apt analogy.
It's her parasite. She gets to decide what to do.
Should I be responsible for my actions of walking through the forest and take that tick to term?
Well, you know something? I got to tell you, when I was single, I was single for a while, and I always tried to be responsible. And if I met a girl, you know, and I just didn't feel like she was right for me long term, I always looked at even though she might have been totally hot and I was totally into it, this little man would be on my shoulder saying, she's trouble, get away. And
you
I
didn't have sex with the girls that you didn't have long-term plans with?
I didn't answer
the question.
No. well, later on in life, earlier on, I had a few lessons I had learned there, but and I was careful. But I mean, as I got older, especially in my 30s, I was very careful about who I got involved with, because I never wanted to have a child with some bimbo, you know, who I didn't really care about or get along with.
It's good advice, young men.
And I wonder how Gene would feel about the morning after pill.
He's not here to answer it, unfortunately. 800-259-9231 is the number. We talked to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula. Paula, Florida, going once. Paula in Florida, going twice. All right, 800-259-9231. The final question on this issue comes in. Someone says, well, let's say I have a 15-year-old daughter. She comes home knocked up and doesn't tell me she's pregnant. So the next day, just she decides to go and get an abortion and doesn't tell me about it. Should I be forced to pay for her abortion? How is a 15-year-old going to pay for an abortion when it's a subsidized operation, especially when it's legal, and how is that fair? Of course you shouldn't be forced to pay for her abortion. It's her damned abortion. She should have to pay for it or, you know, accept some sort of free abortion from, like a Planned Parenthood.
I'm sure that some organization would go out there and give her an abortion scholarship just because they seem to be so darn happy about abortions.
And you know that if all
disgusting.
If the these partial birth abortions that you described,
I don't
Mark,
know how many
sound,
of them actually happen in the United
disgusting.
States per year.
They sound awful. But if all of a sudden every doctor who was doing a partial birth abortion decided to do a partial birth eviction and take the baby out and then just set it down somewhere. I don't know what that, okay,
induced
partial
labor, I suppose.
If they took the baby out and they set it down somewhere and just let it die on its own from starvation.
Don't you think that they should, but here's the problem with that.
Wait,
here's the question is, if I take you and lock you in a room and I don't give you any food or water, have I murdered you until you die? Have I murdered you?
Yes, because you did something
against
my will.
So that doctor setting that child on the counter and not allowing people to come in.
You did that against my will. The child is not, it has no will. It doesn't.
The child has no will.
It doesn't know anything. It has no experience.
You clearly haven't been around a baby before because they will bawl their head off when they don't get food. That child has will, my friend, and I should be allowed to go in there and save that child if it's scientifically possible. See, it's the same as me locking you in a room.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same.
Die.
That's not the same.
Oh, you're trying to make analogies here. Let's stick with the analogy, pal.
800-259-9231 is the number. You take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And they include live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version, as well as a webcam, all over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can tune in online there. And again, is listen.freetalklive.com. You want to help Free Talk Live? Maybe get on more radio stations around the country, or possibly get new internet listeners on board. You can learn how over at promote.freetalklive.com. Almost everything there is totally free. There are a few low-cost options, various different ways to help get Free Talk Live into new ears. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, we talk to Andy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy. Andy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was thinking about what you were saying. I was listening to an old archive from the end of April.
Okay.
And it was the second time you guys had Sam on about his visits to the courtroom and stuff like that. And after that, you had mentioned that, you know, governments are founded on the consent of the governed.
That's what they claim.
Well, how's that possible?
Well, that's just what they claim. It's what their founding documents say.
Right. Let me put it this way. Do you remember what Ayn Rand said about collectivism, or not collectivism?
Never. I've read Anthem, but that was back in high school. I've never really read Anthem.
About contradictions.
No. What was it?
I'll paraphrase. I don't know exactly, but she said a contradiction cannot exist. If you think you have a contradiction, check your premises. One of them is most likely flawed.
Okay, so what are you getting at?
Well, doesn't the very definition of the word governed pretty much rule out consent?
Sure. To govern means to control. Yes. Generally, it does, because generally government means by coercion.
Wouldn't you agree then that the phrase consent of the governed would be a contradiction?
Well, I don't know. If we're going to look up dictionary definitions, I can look it up.
If you look back at that, then if governments are founded, as they say, in the consent of the governed, then isn't government really founded in a false premise?
Well, it's if you look at what they say, and you know, that one particular statement, when taken on its own, does sound contradictory. But when you look at these founding documents, the vast majority of them advocate a democratic electing of representatives. Supposedly, this terminology, this PR speak, representative, and at that point, the govern becomes this collective term. You understand?
I suppose I understand the concept, but, and this goes back to Ian's, the large part of Ian's whole argument of life is that, you know, what if I don't consent? Then you're not representing me.
Hey, I'm not saying that they're naming their...
The concept of individual sovereignty is destroyed by the very system that they implement to promote individual sovereignty.
Democracy is a tyranny of the majority, and you know, the sooner we all recognize that, the
well, you know, Benjamin Franklin said, you know, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it.
That's right.
And we didn't.
We didn't keep it a day.
They don't even make a pretense of individual sovereignty anymore. When's the last time? You heard those two words pieced together in the mainstream media.
The Constitution was ratified by 10 states before it became the law of the land. How in the world can you have a republic, if you can keep it, ma'am, you know, that terminology, how can you have that when the Constitution was forced upon 3 states?
The entire idea is void. I thank you for the call tonight, Andy. Appreciate a lot of car noise in the background.
Yes.
Roll up your windows when you call the show, if you can. 800-259-9231 is the number.
It's sweltering hot in Michigan tonight.
The definition of govern, I mean, since we're talking about definitions here, according to dictionary.com, to rule over by right of authority, as in to govern a nation, to exercise a directing or restraining influence over, to guide, 3, to hold in check, and to control. So govern doesn't always have to do with coercion. It's just that government generally does have to do with coercion. So the term government typically is aligned with coercion, and there has never really been an example where it hasn't been. But that said, this particular coercive entity, this group of men and women calling themselves government, likes to claim that they're only doing it by consent. You guys all agreed to this stuff, right? It's a social contract or whatever. And so it's their claim, that's all. I'm just saying that's what they say. I'm not saying that because they say it, it means it's true. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know if you can really withdraw consent from government. I don't think you can. They certainly want to make it seem like you can't. I think that if we have enough people withdraw consent, then they'll have to allow you to break away from it. They'll have to ignore you. Otherwise, they'll just have to put you in jail cells, and it'll cost them more, and they don't want to incur those sorts of costs. So.
But see, in a collectivist society, there is no consent. The state is the all-powerful.
But the suggestion, Wayne, is that you consent by your continued allowance of them ruling over you. That you consent every single time you pay a speeding ticket, you consent every time you apply for a permit, every time you register something with the government, every time you, apply, register, and there's another term, submit, every time you do these things to them, with the government, it's you consenting to their system. Now, again, I don't know if that's really true, because certainly there have been people who have not consented, who've made it very explicit, and they've been thrown in jail cells or harmed in some way.
So there is no real way, no official way to withdraw your consent except to move to another country.
But then they're going to claim you've consented to the other government there. So no one really is consenting to these people. They're just doing it because they don't want to get hurt. So when a robber sticks a gun in your face and says your life or your money, you aren't consenting when you hand over your money. You're just doing it to preserve your life. You've been put in a situation that you'd rather not have been put in, but you had to make a choice at that point. And so everyone makes these choices when it comes to government. It's just that most people choose to go along with it because it's just easier to pay the ticket and get those mean goons to leave you alone than it is to stand up for what you might believe in.
You know, America has pretty much ridden along on all of the wealth and all the success because before we were a collectivist society, America was actually measured in terms of what government couldn't do rather than what government could do for you. And when it was that way, people came here from all over the world to make a better life for themselves. Now I think you'll find that fewer people are doing that, And in coming years, if this police state thing keeps going on, you'll have people leaving, more people leaving than coming in, like you have in other countries.
I still believe that there is something to the claim that consent is a factor, because if enough people stopped consenting, something would change, right? If enough people didn't pay property tax, if enough people smoked marijuana in public, if enough people fill in the blank of whatever law you think should be disobeyed and made an issue of, if enough people broke that law, then the government is impotent
to do
anything
about it.
People
would be taking their power back. In mass, because right now you have collectivists who have seized certain key positions of power in our society, and therefore they wield it over other people, like a spike club. So if enough people were to withdraw their consent, that would be, in a sense, grabbing power, because there'd be too many people withdrawing consent versus the people that are in control.
So then that is essentially what you are saying, then, is that consent is a factor, but it's no guarantee. So if you say, I withdraw my consent, it's no guarantee that all of a sudden the government's going to leave you alone. They may very well throw you in a jail cell.
But if enough people were to withdraw consent, then you'd have a...
it's curtains for them.
It's curtains, exactly. Then they have no power.
Which is why I'm constantly advocating the non-cooperative methods, which is why I think that market-based activism, creating market-based alternatives to government for people to transition over to say, instead of having the government fix the roads, have some sort of private organization fix the roads. I'd rather take a couple $100 out of my the amount that I pay for property taxes every year and give it to a private organization that's doing the job better. I'd remove that consent in a microsecond if I had the opportunity to, but the problem is, because the government has taken over so many different areas, education for the most part, road repair, fire, water service, things like that, because the government has taken these areas over, it's not a very good... I don't think many business people will see that as a good investment because, well, the government already has all of these customers. It's already got all this revenue. Why would somebody want to pay my company to go and fix these road holes when they've already been paying the government to do those things? I think it's something that could actually end up happening here in New Hampshire because of the concentration of people who would be willing to step out and go ahead and pay those alternate organizations.
Not just that, but I was sitting in the fire department meeting last night, mm-hmm. and the same issue really resides with the volunteer fire department where the town government gives, it's $100,000 to buy each one of these engines. For somebody to come up and compete, it would be largely impossible for them to compete. But it's really about the funding. If you can go to the government and try to cut out the route, the funding, that would essentially put the fire department out on its own.
Well, like Bastier once said, that competition is merely the absence of oppression.
Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Chapter 1 has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter1.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
With oil.